Indigenous Rights Radio, because knowledge is power. Catherine Mudipainga-Aiken talks about some of her favorite interventions here at the United Nations Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues.
Kia ora, my name's Catherine Mudipainga-Aiken, and I come from the Māori peoples of Te Rarawa in Aotearoa, New Zealand. I'm representing them here at the Permanent Forum.
Could you share with us some of your favorite interventions?
Well, there was one on climate change, which I didn't deliver, but I helped draft a lot of them. That one was one of them. It's hard to really pick because they're all so important. You know, you only get a soundbite of time here, really, at the Permanent Forum, so you've got to make every word count. But climate change, obviously, is so important because for the Pacific, we're, you know, large ocean, you know, region in the Pacific, and we have so many issues with climate change. The sinking states is an obvious one. Our fisheries, they're depleting, and they're our pantries, so we've got no more food. That's another one. The other one was about Fukushima, which and nuclear energy, because in the Pacific, of course, Japan is part of the Pacific. The radiation coming down from Fukushima is affecting, if it's not so much affecting us in the southern Pacific, it has an on-flow effect because the pressure it puts on the northern Pacific Ocean is eventually going to, through ecosystem, you know, how they operate holistically, is going to affect us. And so we need to be thinking in terms of prevention is better than cure. Don't wait until things just totally blow up and then go, oh, well, let's try and fix it as best we can. Now, no, you must progressively put in place systems and mechanisms and mitigating actions and all that kind of thing. So you never get to ground zero. You never get to the, you know, the worst case scenario. Humans are not smart enough apparently to realize this as a format that we should be following. So Fukushima is important because it, like, to decommission, you know, nuclear power stations can take decades and decades. Actually, they don't have an exit strategy for these nuclear power plants, which is connected also to the other intervention I made about science and technology. Those actors in those fields, they need a code of conduct, an ethical, moral code of conduct. Because just imagine, it was the scientists decades ago got together and said, hey, nuclear energy sounds like a good idea. Did anyone say, hey man, has anyone got an exit strategy if we decide that we want to get out of nuclear? No, no one had one. Didn't think. They didn't think about if there was an earthquake, like in Fukushima, what happens if the nuclear power plant, you know, is broken and then all this radiation gets out? Do we have a mop-up plan? Is there an international organization, you know, that's dedicated to just going in there and fixing it up and just locking it down? No, no one thought about that. Oh, but let's, you know, the ocean's all right. It can absorb radiation. It's pretty strong like that. Mother Nature, she cleans up pretty all right. You know, these are moral questions. And of course, Indigenous peoples feature strongly in that line of questioning because we're the ones who are going to be hit first. It's because of the place we're located in geographically, but also because economically, we normally feature down in the poverty statistics. And so we don't have the capacity to just, you know, uproot and go and relocate to some other place. We don't. This is our home. We're not going nowhere unless the oceans rise, of course, and we're forced to. But, you know, yeah, those issues are really, really important to me, and I hope to many others, because there are so many stresses in our Pacific. Nuclear, climate change, you know, our fisheries being depleted. Gosh, you've got the economics, which is all just a big sham as well. That needs a whole look-see. I mean, it's just so much going on. It's hard to really pick one or two issues that are the key ones, because they all seem priorities, don't they, really?
For more information on this and other Indigenous issues, visit cs.org/rights.